This is a recording of an open meeting of the Federal Election Commission. Should you have any questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good morning. I would like to convene the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, November 15th, 2007. The first item on our agenda involves correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the minutes of an open meeting of October 25th, 2007, set forth in Agenda Document 0773, and of an open meeting of October 30, 2007, as set forth in Agenda Document 0774.
Very good. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 4-0, with myself, the Vice Chairman, and Commissioners Walther and Von Spakovsky voting in the affirmative. The next item on our agenda involves Draft Advisory Opinion 2007-19, Renaissance Health Services Corporation. We have both Johnny Levin and Ron Catwan from the General Counsel's Office. Mr. Levin? Oh, I'm sorry. We have a late submitted document, too. Procedural step first. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move suspension of our rules concerning the timely submission of documents so that we may consider a memorandum from the General Counsel on this advisory opinion request as Agenda Document 0775.
Very good. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you could record, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 4-0. Mr. Levin, at your convenience.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. The Commission has received an advisory opinion request from the Renaissance Health Service Corporation regarding whether the 75 individuals selected to be the members of Renaissance by two entities related to Renaissance qualify as members under the Act and Commission regulations and hence are solicitable by Renaissance for contributions to an SSF that Renaissance intends to establish. The draft concludes that Renaissance qualifies as a membership organization and that the 75 individuals are solicitable members. Renaissance is a nonprofit 501c corporation that serves as a holding company for two nonprofit dental plan companies, Delta Dental Plan of Michigan, DTPMI, and Delta Dental of Tennessee, DTTN, and supports programs for access to dental care. DTPMI and DTTM select 68 and 7 members of Renaissance, respectively. These members vote to elect the board of directors and vote on some other matters provided for in the bylaws and under state law. There are some limits on the discretion of the members, including the directors, who are a subset of the members. Specifically, members serve 3-year terms and are subject to reselection by DTPMI and DTTN, and members are subject to removal if they do not comply with the voting agreement requiring them to vote so that 2 of the 19 directors are acceptable to DTTN. The draft discusses the facts and requests using the 6 criteria defining membership organization and the criteria defining member in Section 114.1E. Most notably, the draft concludes that at least a subset of the members, the directors, who become members upon election to the board if they were not members before them, have the power and authority to operate or administer Renaissance during their 3-year terms as director. The draft also examines the purposes of the membership to include that Renaissance is not organized primarily for the purpose of influencing federal elections. In addition, the draft concludes that based on the limited discretion in the important function of voting for directors, along with the greater discretion in voting on other matters, the 75 individuals have sufficient participatory rights during their 3-year member terms to qualify as members. One commissioner's office has brought to our attention an inconsistency in the use of personal pronouns in certain sections of the draft. This office asked for authority to make appropriate technical amendments.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir. Any comments or discussions? Any motions? Vice Chairman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the draft advisory opinion with authority for the Office of General Counsel to make appropriate grammatical or other technical revisions.
Very good. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you could record, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 4-0. The last item on our agenda involves management administrative matters. Ms. Clark, I believe we have some today.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have two brief ones.
The commission has previously announced the eligibility of John McCain, Tom Tancredo, and John Edwards for federal matching funds to support their 2008 presidential campaigns. Two new requests have been submitted from Joe Biden and Chris Dodd, and we have been in contact with one other campaign. When the commission determines candidate eligibility, press releases are issued and available on the FEC website at www.fec.gov. The second item, we concluded our spring conference schedule last week in St. Louis with almost 100 participants attending, including members of the Commission's House Oversight Committee. All of the conference sessions were very well received, with your lunchtime presentation, Mr. Chairman, receiving special mention. Our 2008 conference schedule kicks off in February with the Regional Conference for Corporate Labor Trade Association PACs, House Senate Campaigns, and Political Party Committees. The complete 2008 schedule is available on our website.
Good. I suspect it was the quality of the food, not my words of wisdom, that made the lunch so appealing to people, but I will accept an alternative interpretation as well. With that, the substantive matters in our meeting are concluded, and I bring the meeting to a close. Thank you.